Well, second time, no, third time that we're meeting, no? Since we start the proposal of the Trovadores Oroville Minstrels in Action in Oroville. But the second time here in the Marcos Coffee. And saying goodbye to Gordon for this time. And when you come back, you're going on with us, okay? We're going to read some poems. I want to say which trovadores are here today. B is out of station. Anu sent Krishna to read some poems because she has to go also. And Meenakshi, Roger, Susmita, Alexis, me and Andy, who else? Somebody else, sure, that we don't know. Some other poem over there? No poetry? No? Okay, we invite all the poets that want to join us once a month to read their own poems on the poems that they like, no? This is another possibility, yeah? Okay, some of the ladies who start, Meenakshi, Susmita.
So I read my poem in Tamil, which I wrote maybe some 10 years ago. But it is still very fresh because it is about my sari. It's a handloom sari, cotton sari. Karayellam kannir karai. Yaarukku theriyum chendaga nindirukkum meeniyile puduchelai. Nool alagai kaitheriyil ezhuthi paarthavanai yaar ninaithaar. பச்சை குழந்தை பெண் பாவு சுற்றிய பச்சை யுகம் மீசை முளைக்காத மூத்த பிள்ளை ஆசையுடன் வார்த்த கஞ்சி வயிற்றுக்கு இன்றி தகப்பனின் உடல் பொறித்த வியர்வை உப்பும் தாயின் கண் கொதித்த சுடுநீரும் கலந்து வந்த ஊடு பாக்கள் கரையெல்லாம் கங்கு பூ பட்டணத்து விளக்கடியில் பகல் நேர இருட்டடிப்பில் சிவப்பு கரை போட்ட பச்சை சேலை விலை போகிறது கரைகளை பார்த்தவர்கள் கரைகளை பார்க்கவில்லையே.
I want to know what you said. Yes!
Who knows? You see this model doll with a new sari tucked up. Who remembers the person who wrote this design through his handloom tari, handloom weaving, who thinks of him? His little young girl, she was peeling the yarn. And his elder boy, not even yet a man with a mustache, he has poured the starch. He was not taking his porridge. The sweat of the father, which is salty, and the mother's tears, which is very hot, warm, and they mixed in the waft and wet of the loom. The border of the sari has beautiful amber-like border. Look at this. In the big urban city, in the artificial light, even daytime it is semi-dark. In that box, the red bordered green sari has got a price. People saw the border, karai, but they didn't see the karai. Karai is the stain. The stain strain of the salty tears and the hunger of the family, mm-hmm. but they saw only the beauty and the price of the salt.
Thank you.
So this is a poem I wrote years ago in 2000 and published on Mother India. I wrote this poem after having an experience, you know, during, you know, a massage. So the title is A Mountain Climber. I climbed mountains and mountains to enjoy the silence of the infinite, the sound of nature, to embrace the vastness of the altitudes. It was long ago. Climber now I am within this body. Every step forward is a new conquest, is a new discovery, Himalaya of love.
Wow, beautiful.
Himalaya of love.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Susmita. One more, and after we play a little more flute, yeah? One more, or we play now? What do you feel? Little music, or we going on with one poem? Roger?
One more poem.
One more poem, yeah, and after Gordon. You?
Okay, I have a theory. Mother is very present in the atmosphere. She never died. She was went into a cosmic trance years ago. So you can pray to her and repeat her mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate, to smell. She answers his prayers. It's a poem I wrote for years ago called Alchemies of the Night, the title of my book. Alchemies of the Night.
Belt it out.
Alchemies of the Night. Let no man utter scorn, for she returns from death reborn, queen of heaven's night. And down the streets of tortured light, her presence reigns throughout the night of our, against the night of our foreboding thoughts. And there where bartered lives are bought and anguished cries of pain are caught, her presence whispers, fear this not, my jeweled vessel shall be wrought, my winds of love soothe man's lot. And the moon now rising to its full reigns across the skies and casts upon our lives its pull, to unveil the dark disguise. And through this all she walks ahead to where the dawn is breaking red. Beyond the lands where live the dead, she waits for us her truth to wed. And hers the splendor, hers the might, hers the summons of delight, hers the alchemies of the night.
Good. Thank you. Krishna, do you want to read some poem?
I don't have
one. Ah, you got some, any poem to read? Oh, Okay.
If anybody wants me to read one of their poems,
I thought that you were going to read
care
poem. And okay. Did you bring? Yeah. No, you didn't bring.
You didn't.
He said that he would bring some poem today. Woohoo. Yeah. Let's see what English comes. I'm going to read in Spanish after the last poem that I read 2-3 days ago. But I'm going to take some of the English. Possible Matrimande. I love the Matrimande poem. That's more to come. Okay, the unborn dawn breaks into an expected birth, a tomorrow shorn of yesterday and doubt, a day, a circle, a magic mirror that holds the future. I'm going to read it in Spanish now. La no nacida aurora. La no nacida aurora, punto de luz para un otro despertar, para un mañana sin ayer, sin dudas. Un día como un círculo, como un espejo mágico que refleja el futuro.
Yes? No, I can read somebody
else. No, she can read somebody else's poem.
Somebody
she didn't bring it. She can read one of you. You want she to read one of your poems?
Yes. I might read it myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would like to read a poem by Nerón Barra.
Good.
If it's possible.
Yes, of course.
Because I enjoy very much reading it. I think. You tell me why.
Yes, yeah.
The title is We Must Have Met. We must have met in previous births and tasted together this earth's joy and grief. We must have prayed in the same temple to different aims wed. Sang the same horizon to God, leaving our single bright abode. As a stranger we came upon this land, we knew not, but our hearts did understand. The veil suddenly drew apart, revealed a single mother heart, whose beating we have been sure are the bright limbs of the avatar.
The possible the people do not know who Nerón Barra was, some of the people.
Nerón Barra was one of the oldest Sri Aurobindo disciples, and was who wrote all the Savitri, you know? Sri Aurobindo used to dictate the Savitri to him. And then I met Nerón Barra first time in 1980, and then I used to go to him very often to have a tea. And then I was his first Italian teacher. And then he used to take me to Norinida, who gave me the name. And so our friendship was very close. Yeah, I enjoyed very much the time spent with him, drinking tea. I met all the old disciples, and so we have so very nice.
I recommend the humor of Sri Aurobindo.
Oh, yes.
Because he was the only disciple going with the letters to Sri Aurobindo, the only one. And it's such an amusing thing when he was with question from the disciple, what Sri Aurobindo has answer back. No, I remember 2 or 3, and I still laughing.
Oh, yes.
Shiravinda was such an amusing poet. And
Shiravinda is a great humor.
Yeah, a great sense of humor. We don't have the same, unlikely.
We need a little. And then Neruda also wrote The 12 Years with Shiravinda.
Yeah.
Very famous.
But the humor is amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
And also, Balan was in the movie, also with me. Yeah, we had the humor, we laughed. And,
yeah, you know, he was very, yeah. Till then, he was 102, I think, when he passed away. No?
Yes, 102.
Yeah, in three, yeah.
Yes, at the same age of Amir Kiran.
Yeah, Amir Kiran has lived more.
Yeah.
A few years more.
Yeah.
All nice, very nice people and very humorous.
Yeah, I am very lucky to.
We were lucky to meet all these people. Yeah, really. Yeah. Okay, who is going to read now? You, good.
Okay, one more poem if you can permit me.
Yes.
I wrote this poem in Paris in Place de Clichy in 1979.
Wow.
It's a very metaphysical poem. It's about Indian goddesses. Not Place de Clichy is usually about. But anyway, here it is. It's called Saraswati Durga, Autumn's Queen.
Wow.
Queen of heaven, she walks now close, her breast a rapture of repose, in passion burning undisclosed. And waves of lightning blazing glow upon the oceans of our soul as darkness wakes to hidden light and silent realms of deathless sight. And forms appear that watch on time, guardians of the sacred shrine that burns like truth within our hearts, where love's strange wonder sunborn starts. And on a world dark veiled by care, eyes of deathless vision stare through dark drifts of midnight air towards a summit diamond rare. And now her presence soft with dream towards our mystic earth does lean with eyes that seem a queen's. And now at last upon all sides death does fail, love abides, the golden lion goddess rides.
Wow. Thank you. Something for Saraswati? Durga, something for Saraswati and Durga, some special music. We do this together. You read the English of Arunachala and you read it after the speech. Good. Well, because Krishna came, I have an idea. These books have some poems in Spanish and English. And my first experience when I went a long time ago to Arunachala, I didn't know anything, only the picture of Ramana Maharshi. But I have a very strong experience in the mountain. I was like a stick on the mountain. And when I came down, I wrote a lot of poems. And after I understood that, I got really his silence and his teaching through this experience, no? I didn't know that was Shiva, but I was a kind of, my skin was really in the mountain looking down to the temple. It was a very strong experience. And because she's here, she could read in English the 8 little poems, and after I read it in Spanish. It's 8 songs to Arunachala, yeah? Read the English one, yeah?
Be the translucent vein of the red mountain, dawn like the light, be the symbol. Continue.
No.
See and become Arunachala, one bird, two wings. Soft, fragrant Arunachala, just God's skin, no mountain. And suddenly, no birds, no wind, only the mountain's sonorous silence. From the ridge, the river, and the road, the same, transparent, sinuous, recreating the dawn. Who does not know the soft skin of the mountain's morning believes in stone. Prostrate on the warm rock, finding, discovering who be. The voice of silence grows in you, Arunachala, like the sacred fires, an ancient return. Creation, light, dance of wonder, reunions.
Yeah. Somebody understands Spanish here, no? Yeah? Okay. Ser la veta translúcida de la montaña roja y amanecer como la luz para ser símbolo. Mirarte y ser, Arunachala, un pájaro, dos alas. Dulce, perfumada, Arunachala, la piel misma de Dios, la no montaña. Y de pronto, no pájaros, no viento, solo el silencio sonoro de la montaña. Quien no conoce la piel dulce de la montaña al amanecer, cree en la piedra. La voz del silencio crece en ti, Arunachala, como el fuego sagrado de un antiguo retorno. Creación, luz, danza mágica de reencuentros.
Well, nobody else. Meenakshi, one more.
Meenakshi.
One more. Inge va. Inge va. One more, one more. One more, one more.
One more.
One more. First in English, like that you understand what you're talking about. No?
Yeah? I don't know why I have become a brinjal plant. That's the title.
Okay.
At the time.
I don't know why I have become a brinjal plant. With the roots searching for the water and holding the buds so tight. But such a tiny little seed from which all of a sudden comes out me, opening the leaves, taking big branches, and then with beautiful buds become such a fresh flower, purple color. The petals are like the stars, golden yellow pollen inside, the life-giving nectar, amrit, golden thread has become a hand-woven sari. It is hugging me, this brinjal flower. It's the color of my sari. It's a comrade embracing me on my shoulder. So, brinjal flower color has become my sari. கத்தரிப்பு ஏனோ தெரியவில்லை நேற்று நானோர் கத்தரி செடியானி வேர் விட்டு நீர் தேடி வரப்பை இருக பற்றி எழுந்து பொட்டு விதையில் இலை விரித்து கிளை எடுத்து அரும்பு கட்டி புத்தம் புது பூவானே ஊதா நிறம் பர்பிள் கலர் ஊதா நிறம் இதழ் நட்சத்திரம் பொன் மஞ்சள் மகரந்தம் உள்ளோடும் உயிர் அமிர்தம் பொன் இழையும் கைத்தறி சேலையாய் என்னை அரவணைக்கும் கத்தரிப்பூ தோல் தழுவும் தோழமை வாழ்க.
because by accident I brought this book that I have done with the kids a long time ago. We have the poems in Tamil also to bring to Jean, and because it's here, this is the drawing that one of the kids has made. Yeah. And I can read this poem from this little book called Monoso.
I remember.
Yeah, yeah. When I was working in the central school. And the poem is, I feel that it's a nice one and it's good for kids and for adults, all the poems. Sorry. And now, to tie together two or three Latin words with warm letters and whispering sounds. One puff for 8:30 cloud in the morning, and one lemon tiny tender leaf from the backyard. We don't say anything. The secret I've just invented. Gordon? Thank you, Gordon. Thank you very much. I think that this monthly day of coming together and read in this Café de la Poesía, that we call this place once a month, but the people has to know that also we are willing, and that was Michelle's idea. He told me one day, why you don't go when this starts exhibitions or any event, and you don't read some of you some poems? And suddenly, Trovadores came from this idea. I'm very thankful for him. And we did already once. Yeah. Susmita invited us when they start the bridge in LEC, and she and me, we read poems from the inauguration of the bridge. It's for this, we offer to everyone, we offer to everyone, if you want to start something, also, something that in Buenos Aires is very common with plays, theater plays. You know, you can invite people in your house, you make a tea, and we go and we read poetry. We don't play theater, but we can go and read poetry. I mean, it's a way to have the poetry in the daily life, anytime, anywhere. Thank you for coming. Next month, I think that we have to do it in the other places, much shadowy and fresh, no? In the other corner, yeah.
There is the open house in Life Education.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday from 9:30 to 12:30.
So, yeah, they invite us to do it. Yeah. And Ilanga Cal, we didn't know when was the inauguration of the ferry. This would be also very nice, but we were not there yet. Well, thank you.
You can come.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. On the 23rd, yeah. And we are going to read some poems also. And when we get somebody with the music, we play. Also, thanks, Gordon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we can have our coffee now. Yeah.